For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included on the print version are omitted from this audio version. Signs of the End Times. The imminence of Christ's return to rapture His church is a clear doctrine of Scripture. A careful consideration of Old Testament prophecies indicates that the culmination of God's dealings with the people of this earth will soon occur. From the earliest days of the New Testament church, the apostles and first-generation followers of Christ nurtured an earnest expectation and fervent hope that Christ might return momentarily. When Jesus' disciples asked Him, "What shall be the sign of Thy coming and of the end of the world?" He responded with a comprehensive list. He said that there would be false Christs. In the last several years, news sources have reported of many who have claimed to be the Messiah. These false prophets are a prelude to the ultimate false Christ, the Antichrist. Wars and rumors of wars. The sheer annihilative potential of current weaponry and the potential of a conflict on a global scale has made this the most dangerous time in history. Reports of military engagements and rumors of wars are circulated instantly via the internet and 24-hour news sources. Famines. Drought has come to lands in our day that have never before suffered from a lack of rain, causing a drastically reduced food supply. In some countries, life-sustaining crops have been replaced with plants that supply the world's illegal drugs. An increasing world population and diminishing natural resources also contribute to the number of people suffering from hunger. Pestilences. New strains of viruses are being discovered that baffle scientists. In the past few decades, numerous new infectious diseases have emerged, as well as antibiotic-resistant strains of old diseases. Earthquakes. Serious earthquakes have increased in number and have recently shaken parts of the world which have never before recorded an earthquake. Though many earthquakes are currently recorded each day, most are not felt because they hit remote areas or have very small magnitudes. Persecution and killing of followers of Jesus. Christians are under attack throughout the world today. In countries such as China, India, some of the nations of Africa, North Korea, and many Muslim countries, Christians suffer and often die for their faith. False prophets deceiving many. The practice of Buddhism, Hinduism, and Islam has been steadily increasing. The United States is also seeing a significant upsurge of witchcraft and Satan worship. Widespread iniquity. Lawlessness and crime is rampant in many nations of the world. The media's blatant portrayal of homosexuality and immorality and widespread acceptance of alternative lifestyles has resulted in increasingly wicked societies. Abortion is a widely accepted option for terminating unwanted pregnancies. Declining love for truth. Many churches which once preached the fundamentals of Christianity, the new birth and a life without sin, have changed their doctrines, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. The Gospel Preached Worldwide. The Bible has been translated into many languages. Technology allows us to reach around the world right from our own homes and churches. In addition to the signs given by Jesus, numerous other prophecies in the Word of God deal with end-time events. For example, Paul wrote that perilous times would come in the last days, and that evil men would become worse and worse. We live in a day of inexplicable outbreaks of violence, random shootings, murders, and mass killings. Riots and ethnic bloodshed are signs of increasing intercommunity struggles. Daniel foretold that many shall run to and fro in the time of the end. Currently, travelers around the world log air miles in the billions annually. Despite sharply higher oil prices and ongoing concerns about terrorism, air travel continues to increase. In the same verse, Daniel also prophesied that knowledge would be increased in the last days. Today, the Internet allows instant access to virtually unlimited information. Perhaps the greatest sign of the end of the church age is found in recent happenings concerning the nation of Israel. Jesus said, "Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it, the coming of Christ, is near even at the doors." Scripture teaches that this fig tree represents the Jewish nation. Just as Jesus' hearers could discern the season by observing the fig tree's stage of development, believers today can discern the times by observing signs in the nation of Israel. God said that because of their disobedience, the Jewish people would be scattered among all nations, and that Jerusalem would be controlled by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. During their 30 or more centuries of existence, the Jews have been continually on the verge of annihilation, yet they have been miraculously preserved. In 1948, Israel was declared a nation for the first time since the Babylonian captivity, which began in 597 BC. Today, Jewish immigrants are moving to Israel from every country in the world. When the Jews were scattered after the crucifixion of Jesus, their region became desolate and unproductive. For more than 1,800 years, rainfall in the area decreased dramatically, and even the wandering Bedouins could scarcely maintain an existence. The prophet Joel indicated that the rains would return when the day of the Lord was at hand. At the turn of the 20th century, the severe drought ended, and vegetation began to flourish. The prophet Zephaniah foretold that the nation of Israel would have a pure language during the end times. Hebrew, a language which had been considered dead, became an official language in British-ruled Palestine in 1921, along with English and Arabic, and then in 1948 became an official language of the newly declared State of Israel. Daniel chapter 9, verses 26 and 27 indicates that during the tribulation period, the temple sanctuary will be in existence. Currently, in Jerusalem, several organizations are preparing to rebuild this sacred structure. The Temple Institute has prepared the utensils and artifacts needed to perform the temple rites, from the clothes the priests are to wear to the gold crown for the high priest. Men from the tribe of Levi are being trained to perform the temple duties. Numbers chapter 19, verse 2 establishes that a red heifer must be used for the purification, a ritual which once again will be part of the temple ceremonies in the end times. For over 2,000 years, there has been no acceptable red heifer. In 1995, one was bred in the United States, and several have been shipped to Israel since then. According to Ezekiel chapter 45, verses 12, 13, and 16, the shekel will be used as the offering to the Messiah at the temple during the millennium. In 1980, the shekel was restored as the official unit of exchange in Israel. The prophet Zechariah foretold in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 6, that military victories would be a prelude to the revelation of Christ, an event which will take place at the end of the Great Tribulation. The overwhelming victories of Israel over the vastly superior armies of other Middle East nations in several conflicts since 1948 have amazed the world. In spite of the powerful evidence to Jews today that Jesus Christ is the promised Redeemer, according to Romans chapter 11, verse 25, they will continue in unbelief until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Another indication that the last days are upon us is the fact that we are living in the time of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the latter rain foretold by Joel and by the Apostle James. Beginning in the early 1900s, God gave a sign to an unbelieving world by restoring the baptism of the Holy Ghost as it was given in the early rain on the day of Pentecost. Clearly, the Holy Spirit is in the world and is preparing a bride for Jesus. Without a doubt, the stage has been set. We are seeing the fulfillment of prophesied events which were to herald the rapture of the church. Jesus could come back for his bride, the church, at any moment. We read in 1 John chapter 3, verse 3, that every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. The knowledge that Christ's coming is drawing closer should motivate us to prepare, to pursue Christ-likeness, and to put off all the things that pertain to our former lives without Christ.